Hello.
Hello, Mr. Lally Birdie.
Who's calling?
This is Roy. I live down the street from you here on Hill.
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling about your Halloween decorations.
What about them?
Well, they're kind of distracting. Like, every day I drive to work and I have to slow down to look at them. Can you just take them down? Because you're making me late for work.
Is this some kind of joke?
Oh, no, of course not. I wouldn't joke.
Well, they're not mine.
Whose are they? Did you steal them from someone? What do you mean they're not yours?
Wait, Roy, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roy, R-O-Y.
Okay. Where do you live, Roy?
I'm down here in the 300 block.
Okay. Well,
I just need to get to work on time. That's all I'm saying. Can you just take them down so I can get to work on time?
No.
Because I have to slow down and look at them because they look cool. And
fine,
it's kind of
whatever.
Getting on my nerves. What? What was that?
Huh?
Did you call me a son of a bitch?
Bitch.
I'm not a.
What is your problem?
Well, my problem is that I can't get to work on time anymore because of your damn decorations.
Well, whatever.
But you don't care? You're not going to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to do something.
But whose decorations did. Who'd you steal them from?
Fuck you.
What? Hey, everybody, you are listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 507, and it's Sunday, October 28th, 2018. I'm your host, Arby. Let me make a phone call here and get today's sponsors.
Thanks for calling Halloween City. This is Jasper. How can I help you?
Hey, Jasper. I just need to know who the sponsors for today's Snowplow Show is.
I've got the sponsors are D.S. Koopa, Carol Gertie, 666, S.O.D. 87, Derek J. and SN Reality.
All right. DS Koopa, Carol Gertie, 666, FOD 87, Derek J. and FN Reality. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a happy Halloween.
Okay.
She just hangs up on me. Doesn't even wish me a happy Halloween. Whatever. You're only a Halloween store. Why would you do that? Tonight, I'm playing you a live show that happened earlier. Mr. Biggs told me that he was going to go on the air with his call-in show called Closing Time. So I decided to do my own live show right before his live show, and that's what I did. I probably should have gone on just a little bit earlier because I felt like we were just kind of getting warmed up when I had to quit. So next time I go on live on the air, I've got to do at least 2 hours. This was an hour and a half show, and by the time I edit it all down, it's just an hour long. So my apologies for that, but I think we still had fun in this one, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Before we get started, one very important announcement for this week, and that is that on Halloween, on Wednesday of this week, October 31st, I am going to be doing a live show on Wednesday night. I think it's going to happen right around 5 p.m. Pacific, maybe 6 p.m. Pacific. We haven't exactly nailed down a time yet. But on Halloween night, we're going to be doing a PLA call-in show, and the guest is going to be Tim Henson from Distorted View, which I'm sure you guys have heard me mention once or twice or a few dozen times on this show. Tim does the podcast called Distorted View. It's been around forever now, I think like 15 years or something, and I've been listening to it since at least 2014, I guess, off and on. I used to listen to it before that, but then I would stop listening because it was too disgusting. But I have a stronger stomach these days, so I really enjoy his stuff. Everyone should definitely go and check that out. It's distortedview.com. I've been trying to get him to come on a show with me for years. Usually I'm trying to get him to come on a prank call show. And he said before he is interested in doing some prank calls with me, but we never get around to doing it. So this time I enticed him by saying we're not going to do prank calls. We're just going to get on Skype and talk about whatever and be constantly derailed by call-ins. And he's like, okay. So he says he's going to be here Wednesday night, 5 or 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern. Keep an eye on the Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers for the exact start time, I guess. But we'll be on for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two talking to Tim Henson. And you can call in and ask him anything you want. It's going to be great fun. So be looking forward to that. It'll be broadcast on the Shoutcast and probably on the PLA Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, it'll be on phonelosers.com and that player up there in the corner. The right sidebar, you know, the Shoutcast. All right, let's play today's live show. Here it is.
If maniacs, zombies, aliens, monsters, and madmen are your line, then try this. Creep Phone, the phone number nightmares are made of. Call 1-900-909-CREEP. Creep Phone puts you in touch with the baddest of the bad. And now you can be a Creep Phone star. Record your own screaming monster madness. You may be heard by millions of Creep Phone fans nationwide. Call now. Under 18, get permission before calling. $2 first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
Hey, everybody. You've been listening to Buster Casey. That was kind of fun. If you're on YouTube, you only got to hear like the end of it, which was kind of a mess. But holy shit, before that, craziest thing ever. So I'm going to be doing maybe an hour of some calls. I was thinking I'd try and do some Halloween-themed type stuff. The Brain Inside a Head sent $5 on YouTube. Thanks, Brain Inside a Head. I don't think he said anything with it, so I don't have to read anything. Goddamn super chats are so distracting. Don't send any, please. Please don't do that. No super chats. Just get in the way. So I have a list here of neighbors. It's been a while since I've called from this list, so I don't know what the answer rate is like. I guess we'll just start calling. You're probably going to hear a lot of ringing, a lot of answering machines. We'll see how it goes.
Hello?
Hey. Sorry, it's been a while. I forgot to turn down my music. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Roy?
Yeah, Roy. I live on Windward too, but I'm just like down the street. You know the blue house?
No. The blue house.
Yeah.
Roy.
Yes. You know, you were doing the trick-or-treating last year, right? You're handing out the candy?
No.
Yeah, huh?
No, I wasn't.
Because my kids said...
I'm not here at Halloween normally.
Why not? Where do you go?
Never mind. Who is this?
Okay, this is Roy. I live down the street. I'm in the blue house. And my kids are all grown now, but I'm going to be trick-or-treating this year at your house.
No, you're not.
No,
and
yeah.
Don't call again.
No, I definitely am. Ma'am, listen. I have instructions. All right. That was I Regret Jumping's fault. Thanks, I Regret Jumping. Totally messed that up. So I was hoping this wouldn't be like an old people neighborhood, and they would actually do trick-or-treating. NMT Ty, whatever that is distracting me with super chats. Cut that out. Is this annoying? Ask her to use the bathroom. Brad gave me AIDS. I cannot guarantee that I will do any ideas in super chat. Sorry. Or any ideas at all in any chat rooms.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
So not only are these not going to answer, they're all going to be disconnected. It's all going to be...
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
Hello?
Hey, John?
Yeah?
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
Fine.
That's good. Hey, last year, you know, you were handing out candy, and you were handing out candy with wrappers on them.
No, I wasn't.
No, yes, you were, and that's wasteful.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Oh, yes, you were. Don't argue with
Goodbye,
me, John.
Roy.
Hey, John, listen to me. All right, I'm not going to be able to do trick-or-treating stuff in this neighborhood. It's a bunch of old people. They don't do trick-or-treating anymore. This is hopeless. got to get a hold of at least one more, though. Maybe we'll take a break, and I will look for a better list to call from. Hello?
Yes?
Hey, James. It's Roy. How you doing?
Roy who?
Yeah, from down the street. I live on Lake Point, too. I'm in the blue house.
Oh, okay, yes.
You remember me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you weren't doing trick-or-treating last year, were you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, my grandkids are visiting this year on Halloween, and you're going to need to do trick-or-treating.
So, well, that's good.
Yeah, I just have a few rules. You know the candy that has the wrappers on it?
Yeah.
Don't use any of those, because it's wasteful. You know, find something that doesn't have wrappers. Like a bowl of gumdrops. Because then they just throw the wrappers away. It goes straight in the landfills and...
Gotcha.
No wrappers. No candy with caramel in it.
Okay.
Just because my kids don't like caramel. They're not allergic or anything. They just don't like caramel. Do you know where to get gluten-free candy? Just hangs up. Let me try right back. I wonder if they do decorations, though. Can I do decoration pranks? Ask if I can have permission to let my kids egg their house.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name.
Hey, Catastrophe. Thank you for the super chat. It was very distracting. Job well done. Your kids mean mugged me? Okay.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down here in Clubhouse. I'm with the Homeowners Association, though.
Yeah.
We noticed you hadn't put up any Halloween decorations yet.
I never put up Halloween decorations.
I know, but didn't you get the letter? Like, everyone has to put up Halloween
I didn't get the letter because I don't have a computer, and nobody informs me of anything unless my friends do.
No, we sent it in the mail.
No, I did not get it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's no excuse. I mean, everyone else has decorations up, and you didn't put one single decoration up for Halloween.
Well, I said I didn't get a letter. How could I put it up if I didn't have a letter?
Well, your neighbor should have told you. Didn't anyone tell
you? Well, nobody told me, okay?
Well,
really?
Like, don't you ever leave the house and talk to your neighbors? And just, you know, get the news.
You know, you're being not very nice, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't mean to... Not being
I really don't.
I don't mean to be like that. It's just that you don't have any Halloween decorations up, and you're supposed to...
I don't have any Halloween decorations. I hardly ever decorate for anything, you know?
But
really, I mean, that's my personal thing.
Oh,
and,
no,
and
not anymore. No, it's a new rule. You have to decorate...
What do you mean, new rule? We don't have new rules. What is your name, Trump? You don't make my rules for me.
Don't call me Trump. No, well, no, for real. For real,
well, I mean,
you got to decorate for Halloween. You got to hand out candy.
I'm sorry. I'm by myself, and I don't open the door for anybody.
Oh, it's just kids, though.
Unless I know them.
Those monster masks are pretend. They're not real.
What is your name again? Roy what?
Roy. Who?
Roy, what is your last name?
Who?
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 Look, is this a crank call? I don't think it's funny.
No, I wouldn't crank call. I'm just...
Where do you live?
I'm actually on the same street as you. I'm in the blue house. I'm over on Clubhouse Drive.
What, was it a couple blocks down?
Yeah, in the blue house. You know, the big blue house? It's nicer than yours.
It's what?
The big one that's nicer than yours. But you're also going to have to put up Christmas decorations this year.
It's all nicer than mine. Everything is nicer than mine. You know, you're very rude. I don't know who you are, but you're very rude.
No, I'm not trying
to... I've never met you before, and you're giving me orders, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I've waved at you. I've waved at you hello, and you waved back at me.
Well, I wave at everybody because everybody else waves. In that respect, I'm very polite, okay?
I know.
But I don't know you, and I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. I mean, I
was just stating a fact that my house is nicer than yours because it's a really nice house. It's blue, and it's updated. It's got new siding and a new roof. And I take care of my lawn.
I have a new roof, too. Big deal.
Well, I know, but my roof's nicer. I got the better shingles.
Oh, jeez. You are weird. You know, you're really weird. I don't know who you are, but you sound very weird to me. You're in every other sentence, you're insulting. You're better than anybody else. You know, I really don't appreciate this conversation.
Well, I don't appreciate being called weird.
Well, I don't appreciate you being weird so that I have to call you weird.
Well, I don't appreciate you being rude, so I have to call you rude.
Well, you're more rude than I am.
You're ruder than anyone I've ever known.
Well, you're probably the rudest person I've ever met.
Look, just put up Halloween.
On the phone.
Just put up the damn Halloween decorations. That's all I'm asking.
I'm sorry.
Thank you
for your call.
No, you're... Well, that was fun. It was a nice little argument. Oh, wait. It didn't disconnect. What? Oh, there it goes. Okay. Thought she was going to pick back up. Star 3-2 me. She called me a Trump. Can you believe that? Nobody calls me a Trump. It's so rude. Thanks, Zamu. That was very nice of you. I guess. An MTT? You can't have a coin. There's no way to get one. So I'm going to be doing pranks for exactly one more hour. Then I'm quitting at exactly 8 o'clock Pacific time. Because that's when the Mr. Biggs show comes on. And I have to listen to that. It's going to be great. You can find him on the Facebooks and on the YouTubes. Look for Ask Mr. Biggs in exactly 1 hour. I will figure out what the URLs are and give them to you. Thanks, John Patsko. I've been watching you for years, too. All right. New list. Let's do a new list. Let's not call old people. I really thought this was a younger person's directory, you know? But no. So Mr. Biggs had a genius idea. He's like, why don't you call those Halloween pop-up stores that show up every year everywhere? And I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I found one of the chains. They have stores nationwide. I don't know what we can say to them, really. But we could try something, I guess. This could be fun. Brad doesn't like talking to other old people. Whatever. Thank you, X-Lords Havoc X. So yeah, we're going to call Halloween pop-up stores.
Thank you for calling your Party City. This is Amanda. May I help you?
Hey, Amanda. It's Roy. I was in there recently, and I bought some of the things that you sell there. And, like, you know your fake blood?
We do, but we might be sold out. I can check really quick.
No. I bought fake blood.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
And did you know that it does not taste like real blood?
Yes, I did not.
Yes, you did not?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, why is that?
It's like real blood.
I thought it's supposed to be like real blood.
No. This is fake blood that's for graphics.
I know, but it's supposed to look and taste real, and it looks sort of real, but then when I taste it, it tastes nothing like real blood.
Would you like to hold on?
No, absolutely not. Why would you do that? Why would you put me on hold?
So I can go ask a manager for help with this?
Well, can you just... I guess. Will it take a long time?
Because I don't know what to do on the fake, but would you like a return? It would be an in-store credit.
I can't get a refund? Because, like, it's supposed to look real and taste real, and then I taste it. It tastes nothing like real blood. It tastes like candy, basically.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I know, like, right?
Who wants that? Okay, yeah, I'll take a manager.
Okay.
But
can you hold on?
Yeah,
oh,
I guess. But I'm not going to get HIV. I'm not going to get HIV from tasting the blood, am I?
I don't think so.
All right. Hurry up.
All right.
Yeah, I know, catastrophe. Sorry. And this is probably going to take forever to get a manager. What a horrible start we're off to here.
Thank you for holding. This is Jen. How can I help you?
Hey, Jen. I was in there. I bought some of the fake blood stuff.
Uh-huh.
And have you tasted it?
Have you tasted it?
Tasted it?
Yeah, tasted the blood.
No.
It doesn't taste. It doesn't taste like real blood. It tastes like, you know, like candy or something.
Okay.
Why is that?
I don't know. I know they've got, like, we had those little bags and it was actual candy in it. But if you got like the pints and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I thought it was supposed to, you know, like, taste like real blood and look like real blood, and I tasted it. It tastes nothing like real blood. I'm just not happy with it.
Okay.
And then she's saying I can only get store credit, but it doesn't even taste like real blood.
Well, go ahead and return it.
For a refund?
Sure.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's what I want. I think that's right. What I deserve.
Okay.
I bought an entire case of it, and I don't have the receipt.
We don't sell it by the case, so...
Well, you know, like an entire thing of it, like a big box.
We don't sell it by box.
Can you swap it out for real blood?
No, I cannot.
Why not?
Who is this?
It's Roy. I'm a customer of yours. Don't laugh at me.
You're full of it.
I'm not full of it. Why would you say that to a customer?
So bring it in then.
I will. I have a lot of it, and I'm going to get a refund.
Okay.
You said I can have a refund.
Okay,
I have a recording.
Bring it in.
I recorded this call.
Okay.
And I'm bringing it in for a refund.
Okay. Okay, we'll see you shortly then.
It completely ruined my satanic ritual.
We'll see you shortly.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Whatever. What do you mean I fucked up? I didn't fuck up. What do you mean she was falling for it and I fucked it up? What are you talking about, Probix? I didn't fuck anything up. It's all her fault.
Thank you for calling Price West. Is Matt coming?
Hey, Matt. I have a question.
Okay.
I need to know the return policy.
Returns... for money back was, the last day was the 24th. You can exchange for in-store credit or any merchandise in the store after that.
Well, I want to come in and buy something, probably tomorrow, but I want to return it on November 1st. What are you laughing at me for?
We couldn't do that.
Why not?
There'd probably might be used costume or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It's a Halloween party. But you know, the costume I want to buy, it's like over $100.
There's coupons on our website.
What good does that do me? Does that let me return it?
No, it just gives you a discount.
Oh, I don't want a discount. I'll pay any amount. I don't care up front. I just want it back on November 1st.
We can't do that.
Are you open on November 1st?
Yeah.
Then why not?
I don't know.
What?
We can't return. We can exchange for only...
Walmart lets you.
This isn't Walmart.
Oh, okay, smartass. I know that. They don't have the thing that I want. So I'm going to come there and get it.
Well, if you can, we can also price match other places too. So if you can pull up Walmart's.
Yeah, but they don't have the thing. Price. They don't have it. So I'm just going to get it there. I'm going to come back on November 1st and I demand a refund. Sir?
Hello?
Is it going to be store credit or a refund?
We can only do store credit or exchange for other merchandise, sir.
So you can do store credit for on November 1st for the entire amount?
Yeah, it's just going to be...
That's not good enough.
Credit.
I want a refund.
I can't do it, sorry.
No, you have to.
Mm-mm.
I talked to this other lady, and she said she could, like as a manager, she could make the decision to go ahead and give me a refund for the fake blood that I bought. And she said she would give me a full refund for it.
But you literally just told me that you're going to use this product and bring it back the first.
So. Yeah, I'm being honest.
I can't do it.
I'm going to do it.
You have a good day, sir.
I've got it. Like, look, I recorded this call. Okay. I was going to tell him I was going to like rearrange his voice, make it sound like he agreed. Ask if I can use the store credit to buy something else and then return that for cash. What a good scam. Call from the corporate office, say that they need to pour out all of the fake blood. What if I called from corporate and had them taste the blood to make sure that it tastes like fake blood? Because we found out that over in China, where they manufacture this stuff, they've just been using like the blood of slave children. Everyone wants me to do like Hitler pranks.
Thank you for calling Party City East. When somebody has more Halloween for less, this is Deanne. How may I help you?
Hey, Deanne. It's Brad from the corporate office with Party City.
I'm sorry, what?
This is the corporate office.
Okay.
The fake blood?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any of that there at the counter?
Not right up at the counter, no.
Oh, can you go grab some real quick? It's kind of important.
Okay, you wanted the red flake blood?
Yeah. What other color would it be?
Okay. There's like a darker red. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Can I place you on hold really quick?
The stuff that's made in China. Yep. No, I don't want to do slutty costumes for my 6-year-old. Don't want to do Hitler costumes. Jeez, people. Hey, was she listening? I really wanted to do that. Dang it. Okay, that's all for that state. Let me pick another state. Nunu says slutty Hitler is okay, though. I agree. If it's some kind of a prank about a slutty Hitler, then I'm all for it.
For calling Party City, and tell me, how are you today?
Hey, it's Greg from Party City, the corporate office.
Oh.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. Do you have any of that fake blood left?
Fake blood. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Careful.
Which one specifically were you looking for?
It's just
there's like
what?
I believe there's a gallon one or.
Oh, the gallon one. So here's the thing. Like, you know how they make that stuff in China?
Uh-huh.
So we found out from our suppliers here that it actually isn't fake blood. It is the real blood of the slave children that put this stuff together. So that's actually probably real blood.
Okay.
Do you think you could open it up real quick and taste it? And just let us know if it tastes like fake blood or real blood.
No, thank you. I would not do that.
Oh, no, but no. I'm with the corporate office. You have to.
Oh, okay. Could you please hold as I ask a manager to come speak with you?
No, you can do it. It's fine. Just do it yourself.
Because I'm actually being cashier at the front right now. I can't leave my post.
Oh, no, I'm from the corporate office. I give you permission to leave your post. Just put your hand up in whoever is standing there. Put it up like at their face. Like, but don't say anything to them. Just like make them hold.
Actually, please hold, okay?
All right. Mr. Biggs wanted me to say that I bought some juice for the fogger machine, and it got everyone at the party really high. For everyone at her house. That sounds like fun.
This is Jim. I can help you.
Hey, is this the manager?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Greg from the corporate office with Party City.
Okay.
And it turns out, you know the fake blood that you sell there? It's actually like we've gotten some word from our suppliers that it's not actually fake blood, it's real blood. They were just like getting the blood from the slave labor, mostly children that, you know, work there and put together the fake blood. They ran out of the supplies for the fake blood, so they started using real blood.
Okay.
Yeah. So can you just open one up real quick? We're going to just have you taste it and see if it tastes like fake blood or real children's blood.
Sure. I'll go do that right now.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
I'm going to have to get all of them. I have no idea.
Okay. Can you open up every...
I have a lot of them in stock, so.
Yeah, can you open them all up and put them into a big barrel or something and taste?
Sure.
Because we got to find out if it's the real blood or the fake blood. Yep, I don't think he was falling for it. Thank you, Individual Intent, for the $8. But come on, don't post numbers. What are you doing? The Halloween show. It's not a wheelchair blocking the door show. Jeez, what were you thinking?
Thank you for calling Party City, where nobody has more party for less.
So these are all Party Cities?
Press 1 for store location.
Because I want an actual Halloween store.
Party City, my name is Michael. I'm at your store today.
Hey, Michael. This is Roy. I bought some of your fog juice for the fog machines.
Huh?
Do you know what's in that?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Because I'm pretty sure there's like THC in it or something. Because we had our party tonight, and everyone here is really high now.
I don't think that there's no weed in that, sir.
Can you check the ingredients? Because I'm pretty sure there is.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah. Is it going to list the ingredients? I don't know. So on Halloween night, I will be doing a not Halloween show. I'm going to have Tim Henson from Distorted View on. We're doing the PLA interview show thing, the call-in show on the 31st. I think that's Wednesday, right? I think it's Wednesday.
How can I help you?
Hey there. Did you get the fog juice?
The fog juice? What do you mean?
Oh, maybe they put... I don't know. He was out getting the fog juice for me. He's going to list the ingredients.
The ingredients? I think most of it is just water and glycerol. Like, do you have a concern about it, or?
Well, what's the THC levels in it?
There's no THC in it.
I think there is, because everyone at our party is high now. And that's... just hang right up. Okay, I want to find a Halloween... I don't want the Party Cities. I want the Halloween Cities. I want one of the pop-up stores. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, so it tells me which is which. Most of these are Party Cities, but here's a Halloween City. The animatronic fell on my kids. I want a refund. Okay. I want to do the I regret jumping idea here. Those never go wrong.
Thank you for calling Halloween City. And Murray, how can I help you?
Yeah, I bought one of your masks, the Jim Carrey mask.
Okay.
And it turned me into a green-faced lunatic. And it made me start robbing banks. Made me just sexually assault these mechanics in the garage.
Nice.
I actually killed some street thugs with machine guns. What do I do?
Sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun, but I don't know. Sounds a little bit illegal to me.
Well, then you probably shouldn't put it back on.
I guess not, but, you know, sometimes I just kind of want to. I threw it out the window, and I came back the next morning. It was right there on the couch. It made me eat dynamite. It made me blow out the windows of some lady's car or some guy.
I don't know what to tell you.
Scared the shit out of my landlord.
You may want to see some help about that.
I'm probably going to end up in jail over this.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, and it's your fault. I feel like it's your fault. I feel like you should take responsibility for this.
Don't know exactly what you'd like me to do, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do it.
Can you apologize?
Apologize for...
for making me sexually... What? For what? For what?
Anyway, you have a good night, bud.
Speak up. No, speak up. I didn't hear what you said. That was my regret. I regret jumping's fault. It was his idea. He told me to do that, and I did it. And look what happened. I regret jumping. Next year, my dog will be using it. Yeah. I don't want that. So we have 30 minutes. Should I take a break and find a better neighborhood to call? Because I really wanted to do neighborhood calls. quick, what should I do to a Halloween store? What should I ask him? Something preferably that doesn't require Hitler or sexy maid costumes for toddlers. Yeah, I Regret Jumping just cost the channel over 1,000 subscribers. You're right, Individual Atomic. That sucks. Thanks a lot, I Regret Jumping. The Halloween.
Thank you for calling Halloween City. And hey, how can I help you?
Are you the person I just talked to about the Jim Carrey? Did we talk about a Jim Carrey mask?
Probably not.
Okay, I'm calling from the corporate office with Halloween City, with Party City. This is the person I talked to, isn't it?
What can I do for you?
Hold on. Just I'm going to look up what's next to Utah. How about Idaho, right?
Idaho is next to Utah, yes.
Well, it's above Utah, you know? It's like up there. It's close enough. I'm not saying it's next to it. Don't be a jerk about it. Come on.
Well, you're tying up a phone line on part of my busiest weekend, bud.
It's not even the weekend.
I mean, I'm not.
It's Sunday. The weekend's only Saturdays and Fridays. Sunday's church day.
It's Sunday too.
You shouldn't even be open on Sunday.
That'd be nice, but unfortunately, I am.
You guys are basically Satanists for being open on Sunday.
Is there something I can help you with?
No, I'm looking up other Halloween cities. I'm going to call them in Idaho. You know, the state that's next to you.
You mean above me?
No, it's next to you. Like, learn your geography, dummy.
Hey, you have a good night, and you enjoy what you're doing.
I won't have a good night. I'm having a terrible night. None of these pranks are working out. Thanks to I Regret Jumping. All right, so what am I saying to the Halloween cities next to Utah? Quick, everyone. Quick. Sell period blood. What are you talking about, neurotransmitter? Ask for him. I don't know why I find this funny, but John Patsko wants me to ask for a midget costume to make me a midget. That makes no sense. That's fucking stupid, John. What do you think you're... God, John, what a dumb idea. Who would do that?
Thank you for calling Halloween City in Murray.
A Peter Dinklage costume. Okay. Sexy Corky from Life Goes On.
Calling Halloween City. Oh, this is Danielle. How may I help you today?
Hey, Danielle. I need to find out if you have a certain costume there.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a midget costume?
What do you mean?
You know, like a midget costume. Like, I'm a tall person, and I just want to be a midget for Halloween, so I'd like to have a midget costume.
The only midget costume we have is the one where it's an inflatable costume where somebody is riding a midget.
What? That doesn't make sense. They're riding a midget?
Like, on his shoulders.
Oh, I see.
So,
no, I want to be an actual midget. I want to be an actual midget. And preferably a sexy midget, but any midget that you have, I want to, like, a midget costume. I want to actually be a midget.
Well,
I want to be like...
Midgets wear regular clothes. Midget's a height thing.
I know, that's what I want. Do you have something like that? I want to be like just 3 feet tall or 4 feet tall or whatever they are.
I don't have anything that can make you 3 or 4 feet tall.
Well, what kind of costume store is this?
I'm sorry.
I'm serious. Like, it seems like you're not taking me seriously. Can you check? Can you check the inventory and just see if you have a midget costume? Because you probably have...
I'm sure we don't.
Costumes that make midgets bigger, right?
Well, I mean, we have heels.
You have what? Heels?
Heels.
Oh, no, come on. Don't be silly. I need something that actually makes me midget.
I don't have anything like that.
Do you have, like, the sexy, like, chef costumes?
No, we have sexy nurses, sexy cops.
Sexy cops?
Huh?
Sexy. Do you have the sexy nurses in obese sizes?
Yes.
Like, how big do they go?
Plus size.
Plus size? Like how plus?
Like double XL.
Do you have sexy Mr. Rogers?
No.
Like, I don't... All right. Sexy plumber. Like, what else do you have that's sexy?
Pretty much everything in the women's section shows skin.
Wow. Way to just, like, womanize everyone. But, like, do you have... Okay,
no, but it's truth with our store. Like, the bottom line is Halloween is the day that girls can dress up and show skin and not be called names.
I guess. I mean,
I mean, that's me. I'm female, and I try to look around the store for things. I have to layer our costumes so that I don't show too much skin.
Are any of the sexy nurse costumes in midget size?
They're just regular adult sizes.
If I want something that makes me like a midget.
I don't have anything that can make you smaller.
Do you have sexy hobos?
No.
Sexy cripples?
No.
Sexy Pat Sajak?
What?
Sexy Pat Sajak. I think he's the guy that does the you know, the game show. Sexy cripple gang?
No.
Sexy horsey cat?
No.
Sexy pedophile?
There's nothing sexy about that to begin with.
That's an opinion. Sexy Stalin?
No.
Sexy Trump?
That's not possible.
Sexy Bob Ross?
We have a Bob Ross costume, but again, it's not sexy.
Sexy blackface?
No.
Sexy Hitler?
Is this a serious call or is this a crank call?
No, it's completely serious. I was hoping you had a midget, like anything that's a midget. I just want to be a midget for Halloween. Just for that one day of the year.
That would be wear a kid's costume and walk on your knees. That's the best I can tell you with that one. I can't make you smaller.
Yeah, but I want an actual midget costume. I want to be a midget.
Well, they wear regular clothes. They're just regular people.
Do you have a sexy zombie?
I'm sure you could make one. We got a bunch of makeup.
Do you have a sexy zombie midget?
No.
Sexy Bin Laden?
No.
What's a prank call?
Huh?
Nothing. Sexy Peter Dinklage.
What'd you just say?
Sexy Peter Dinklage.
Before that.
I don't remember. I said it twice, so basically I said sexy Peter Dinklage before that.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Isn't this your...
have a serious inquiry.
It's a serious inquiry. Isn't this your busiest weekend?
Yes.
Then why does it sound dead there? I don't hear anyone.
Have a great night.
No, I won't. Sexy baby Jesus. And there she goes. I wish she would have stayed on for one more second so I could do Mackenzie's idea. Sexy twin towers. Sexy old ladies. Sexy Bob Dabolina. Sexy Dino Osmond. You gotta love Dino Osmond. Sexy quadriplegic. All right. What's next to Idaho? I think that would be Arizona. All right. Let me type in Arizona. Party City. They're all parties. Oh, no. There's one. Halloween City. So the weird thing about the Halloween cities on this website, on the list, is that anything that's a Halloween city, party cities have normal phone numbers. They have Arizona area codes. But every single Halloween city in every state has a New York area code. They're all 914 numbers, which is weird, isn't it? Isn't that weird? Don't you guys think that's weird? I think it's weird. Sexy porn star. All right, what's next, you guys? We only have 20 minutes left. We We got to make these next couple count. Since, you know, everything else is just completely sucked. Thank you, Ojo Marin, for telling me thanks for all the great content and doing the super chat and keep it up. And ask if they have a Michael Jackson costume and then make it awkward and about race. Hey, you know, that's a... Okay. I think that's a good idea. Just because of the whole blackface thing. I want to see if it gets awkward about the whole blackface. Because why shouldn't I be able to play Michael Jackson? Everybody loves Michael Jackson, right?
Fine, Halloween City, Mr. Maria, this is Maria. How can I help you?
Hey, Maria, do you have a Michael Jackson costume?
Say that again?
A Michael Jackson costume.
We do not, unfortunately.
Why not? Is it like some weird copyright thing?
We just don't carry it.
I see.
I know we have like the glove and the hat, but that's about it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So I could make my own. Like, what else would I need to become Michael Jackson? 1980s Michael Jackson.
Like a coat. Like a black coat, I would assume.
Black coat? I thought he wore
Yeah, because, you know, Michael Jackson wears...
Oh, yeah, the bad know, album cover. Yeah. And, now I was thinking red. I'm old. What else would I need? What else would I need besides a black coat and a glove?
Yeah, the some slacks and possibly some... nice shoes and a hat. The glove you can just make your own, but you can always YouTube or Google it.
That's true. Okay, what else would I need to be Michael Jackson?
As far as I know, that's all I'm aware of right now.
Sorry. I feel like we're missing something.
I'm not sure. I can't think right now. Sorry.
What else could it be? Like, I'm thinking black coat, but,
Yeah, I mean, if you Google it, you can always just find pieces and match it together.
That's true. I could do something like that.
Yep.
But you don't actually have any Michael Jackson costumes. That's too
bad.
No,
we don't.
Darn it.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Darn. Darn. That was the only one in Arizona. Are you still there, ma'am?
You can try Party City next door.
No, I don't like calling Party Cities. Wait, they're next door? Like
2 doors down from us, yeah.
Oh, 2 doors. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me know if I can help you with anything else.
What else? I'm trying to think. What else do I need for a Michael Jackson costume? What would make me look more like Michael Jackson?
I can check for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Let's see. What's next to Arizona? Nebraska. That's what we'll try next. Nebraska. I wonder if they have a midget Michael Jackson. She hung up. Why would she hang up? Was she listening to me? All right. Nothing in Nebraska. It's just a party city. We've got 15 minutes, you guys. 15 minutes. We got to make something happen in 15 minutes. A Bill Cosby costume. Thanks, Tanner loves Xbox. These are all Party Cities. I don't know, though. I think I've done my racially based prank for the evening. Charlie Manson. Oh, that's nice that you're on, you know, the Charlie first name basis with him. He's not Charles to you. He's Charlie. All right, quick, what are we doing? Quick, someone, quick. No, we're not doing sexy JonBenet. Although, she would be like 30 by now, so it's cool. It's fine, right? Sexy King Richard. Sexy Princess Diana. Would she be a zombie then? Sexy corpse. I'm sure they have a sexy corpse. Sexy Kanye West. Sexy Pauly Shore. They don't have Pauly Shore costumes.
Halloween City, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Halloween City.
Did you want to speak to Clit?
I'm sorry, what? It's hard to hear you.
Did you want to speak to Clit?
To Clit?
Yes.
It, like, you're cutting out really bad. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know. Like, do you have the fake blood there? Ma'am?
This is Clit.
Oh, hey, Clint. This is Roy from the corporate office with Halloween City.
Yeah?
How are you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
That's good to hear. We saw here, we got a complaint from a customer, and they're saying that you have a sexy cripple costume, and that's not okay. Like, you can't sell the sexy cripples anymore ever since 2013.
Never even heard of that costume.
Oh, it's there. Like, they took a picture of it and sent it to us. No sexy cripples.
All right, well, I'm the market manager. Can you forward that email to me?
I can do that, sure, yeah. I mean, you'd think the cripples would want to be known as sexy, but apparently not. Nope. Like, that's offensive for some reason.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely go and find it.
Okay, and did you... Okay, great. Yeah, just have people look around and find the sexy cripple costumes and pull all of them off of the shelf. Did you hear about the blood, the fake blood?
What about the fake blood?
Do you have the sexy fake blood or just the regular fake blood?
Just the regular.
Because, okay, like, which quantities do you have? Like, I know they sell the gallons, but I think it's just, like, the little tubes of it. The ones that are from China? Like, do you have those there still?
The tubes are what's left, yeah.
Okay, because the tubes are the problem. You know, those come from China, and it turns out they ran out of the fake blood that they were making and sending to us. And a lot of that stuff that's left in the tubes was actually real blood. And you can't sell that if it's real blood.
All right.
Can you open one up real quick and just taste it real quick and see if it tastes like real blood or fake blood?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because if this was truly our corporate office, they'd send that down to us in email and a broadcast.
Oh, no, we sent the email. Did you not see the email?
Nope, none of my stores got it. Okay. Neither did my boss.
I'm just telling you, like, you're selling real blood. It's probably like blood from, you know, child slave labor that usually puts together the fake blood.
All right, and what was your name again?
This is Roy. But Roy? I'm just asking you to just open up one of the things.
What's your contact information?
One of the things of blood and taste it and just tell me if it tastes like real blood or fake blood.
What's your contact information, Roy?
It's Roy Gerbel at PartyCity.com.
Gotcha.
Okay. But no, well, really.
Yeah,
I'll
look into that, and I'll shoot you an email as soon as I can.
We need you to check, like, immediately. Like, check real quick. I'll hold. Just check real quick. Let me know. Does it taste like real blood or fake blood?
Teddy.
Hey, be quiet. I'm talking to Halloween City.
Teddy.
Shh. Are you still there, sir? All right, who's on the line? Who's calling in? Missouri, you're on the air. Live on the air. East of the Rockies. You're on the air.
Alexa, stop.
Don't say that. He said Alexa, stop, and then he hung up on me. Now you just triggered my Alexa. Thanks a lot. All right, 12 minutes, you guys. 12 minutes. What are we going to do for 12 minutes? How am I going to entertain you for 12 minutes? Quick. I can't tell anyone how to call in, because if I tell anyone how to call in, then everyone's going to call in. Don't call in. I could take calls. It'd be more entertaining than these prank calls I'm doing. The call-in number is 914-296-1862. Whoever calls in has to give me the idea for the next prank we're going to do. This is Roy from the corporate office. Can I help you?
I love you. You're my hero.
Oh, my God. Thanks. All right. They just hung right up. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Quick, what should I do for the next Halloween City prank? I'm calling him right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, dude, fucking...
Hurry the fuck up. Come on. Don't blow it. No. He just like sexy young girl something something trailed off and hung up on me.
Alexa, play gay porn.
I don't have speakerphone on. Why would that work?
I don't know. I thought maybe it would work.
Alexa, play gay porn.
I couldn't find any enabled video skills that can play that.
Aww.
Go to the Alexa app to manage your video skills and devices.
I guess it would have worked if I had video skills enabled.
Brad, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, I was thinking you could do one where you were going to do an Instagram Halloween type thing and you wanted to bathe naked in blood that you bought there. And you're sitting in the bath in blood.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. Well, you should do it.
All right, sure. Call it up.
All right.
Thank you for calling Party City of Adelaide, located at 3036 South
Park. Ah, shoot.
All right, let me try the next one. So who's calling in?
My name's Tobin. I've been listening to you for about 4 years now.
Oh, hey, Tobin.
Thank you for calling. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach...
All right, I guess you failed at your prank, Tobin. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Have a good show. Take care.
Thanks, you too. You have a good show, too. Hello?
Hello?
New Mexico. We're calling New Mexico.
Oh, we're calling New Mexico. Okay, let's do it.
All right, what am I going to say to New Mexico?
Are we calling Party City still?
Yeah.
Okay, let's tell them that, so the fake blood, let's tell them that we need to get like a certain type of blood, like a, for a blood transplant or something like that.
Okay. Am I doing it or are you doing it?
I guess I can do it.
What's your name?
My name is Brian.
Okay. You're Dr. Brian now.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you for calling Hollow City. This is Chris. Can I help you?
Hey, Chris. This is Dr. Brian. I'm at New Amherst Medical Center here. We're at really low amounts of blood. We're wondering if you guys have some fake blood. I know you guys have some in storage that we might be able to take, and we just needed to convince some patients that we are stocked. Do you guys have any fake blood in storage?
In storage, nothing in storage, but we have fake blood here.
Do you have gallons?
You don't have fake blood, or you do?
Do you have gallons of it?
We do.
Gallons.
Yeah, 1 gallon.
We need some to convince our patients that we are stocked, because we're very understocked right now, and we need you guys to get as much as you can and stockpile it, because we're going to be sending somebody over to grab a couple gallons at the very least, if not more. We need at least probably 13, 14, 15 gallons, something along those lines. Can you do it?
All I have is 1 gallon.
All you have is 1 gallon of fake blood.
Yes, sir.
Sir, this is for a transfusion. This is the surgeon. This is Surgeon Brad. It's for a transfusion. We're going to be putting this inside of a human.
We need it stat.
All right, well, come on over.
All right, we're going to come over. We're going to show up in an ambulance.
All right, come on over. I'll be waiting for you.
We're going to need you to administer the blood.
We need you to start the IV, sir. Sir, do you feel like you're strong enough to start the IV?
Come over. I'm open till 11.
We will.
You're open till 11?
Watch us.
Yes, sir.
You'll see.
Sir, I don't know if you're taking...
He left us. Hello? Did I lose both of you? Hello?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Well, I'm hanging up on you, Dr. Brian, because Mr. Biggs is starting in 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Surgeon Brad. Appreciate it.
I might try that again without you. I hope that you're not offended by that.
No, that's completely okay.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, Dr. Brian.
All right, love you, bye.
All right, I can fit in one more call. Before you guys, it's Mr. Biggs' time. I'm going to go off the air. We're going to listen to Mr. Biggs. Tell him I vaped the fog juice and I got emphysema. That'd be fun. too late.
Thank you for calling Halloween City. Officer Chrissy West is late. We can help you.
Hey, is the manager in?
Yes.
Is this the manager?
Yes.
Okay, this is Steve Dave. I'm from the corporate office with Party City.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. I need to let you know about something. The local hospital, they're going to be sending a team of doctors over to get the last of all of the blood that you have there in the store.
Blood?
Yeah, the blood for transfusions. Like, I guess they're having a blood shortage at the hospital. So they're sending a team over to collect the blood. Is that kept in cold storage, or is it just in buckets or whatever?
We don't have any blood transfusion here. This is Halloween City.
Right. Yeah. Like, but you have the blood. You have the gallons of blood.
Oh, you mean the fake blood, right?
Well, yeah. You know, it's the same thing, really.
Yes. We have it just outside. They're not kept cold or anything.
Okay, that's fine. It's good enough. Like, they're running low. They just need some blood for some transfusions. They're running low at the hospital. Okay. They're going to come in there soon, like tonight. Like, how late are you? You're open till 11, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, they're going to be there soon. How many gallons of blood do you have left?
Let me check.
Okay. Oh, yeah, what blood type is it? Somebody asked that. Thank you, Teen Wolf Jesus.
I have two left.
Two? 2 gallons?
Yeah.
And then how many of the little tubes? Hurry up, because Mr. Biggs is getting ready to start.
Yeah, okay, well, I have 3 tubes, but I also have the half gallon.
Oh, the half gallons. How many half gallons?
I have 2 half gallons.
Okay, can you open up one of the half gallons? We're going to have you chug it. Just to see if it's the real blood or the fake blood, because sometimes they send real blood, sometimes it's fake. What blood type is it? Like, does it show the blood type on the containers?
Pretty sure it's fake.
Right, but no, it says fake. They have to say fake to, adhere to, like, the laws and all that stuff. But, you know, sometimes it's real. Like, does it have a blood type on there?
Doesn't say anything.
Like O negative something, you know? Like what type of blood is it?
Well, I'm guessing it's O negative.
Well, you're guessing? No, it should say on the package, on the container.
No, it doesn't say anything.
All right. They're going to send doctors over. They're going to be there soon. They're going to pick up the rest of the stock of blood.
All right, sounds good.
So you're not going to have any left. They're going to bring patients with them. Will you be strong enough to administer an IV?
Yep.
All right, great. They'll see you soon then.
All right, sounds good.
It's good to hear.
All right.
Great then.
All right, is that going to be it?
Hang up the phone.
All right,
hang it up. Hang it up. Hang it up.
Are you sure?
No. Yeah, I'm completely sure. Hang up that phone. You hang it up or I'll hang it up for you.
Boy. I mean, you can't really hang it up for me because you're not here.
Oh, I will. You watch me. I'll hang up that phone. Just hang it up.
I mean, you can. You're calling from a phone. You can hang up too, you know.
No, I'm not gonna. Why should I hang up if you can hang up? You hang up the phone.
I'm busy. I'm doing other things.
Look, just if you're busy, then hang up the phone. Mr. Biggs has started.
You're laughing, but...
I'm not laughing. When did I laugh?
Who does that?
I was sighing.
Look, this is why I got to proofread everything.
Mr. Biggs is on the air. Can you hear him? Can you hear Mr. Biggs? Do you hear that guy? Tell me.
Am I still contractually obligated to do the thing? Because,
yeah,
I mean, if nobody should...
Yes or no?
But technically, yeah, what?
Oh, you can. Okay, great.
I mean, when you think about it...
I'm hanging up on you.
All right.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
Spooky Halloween party at Whiz Bangs was brought to you by deadair.co.
So listen, everyone. The Mr. Big Show is starting. My show is over. Thank you for tuning in.
Of Halloween. Hey, thanks for calling Whiz Bangs, where the fun never ends and the party's...
Thank you, Ojo Marin, for the super chats.
Hey, what's up, pigs? This is Mikey G. How you doing?
I appreciate it.
I've had better days.
I'll answer your questions in a second.
I'm not going to lie to you.
About PLA shirts.
100% tonight.
Why not?
Well, Mr. Biggs is doing a call-in show. It's going to be about an hour long.
Look at the banquet table over there. Do we have a shot of the banquet table?
If you want to call in...
Can we get a shot of the banquet table, please?
It's 631.
Is it empty?
251.
What up, what up? At the shack, this crack. Hey, I was listening to the episode you released today. It's the 28th of October. You're talking about the pumpkin carving contest. And
was
I don't have a pumpkin here, but I decided to go online.
Was I talking about that on the live show? Because I don't remember that. I just finished editing, and I don't remember talking about pumpkins. Maybe I did.
And
maybe I took that out of there. I don't know.
How to Photoshop a pumpkin.
Hey.
I was going to cheat. And while I was doing that, you basically called me out on the phone. I'm sorry.
That was on the previous episode. Okay, so he's saying I released it that day, which also isn't true.
And say,
I don't know.
People are going to try to cheat and use Photoshop. So I just basically put an end to that plan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But that was funny. You're the man.
All right. Thanks for not cheating. Very first year I did the pumpkin carving contest, there were at least two Photoshops. They thought they were so clever. I only fell for one of them. But yeah, pumpkin carving contest. If you want to do some sort of a PLA-themed pumpkin and take a picture of it, you should send that to show@snowplowshow.com. And maybe I'll make it some show art.
I loved your pre-show.
Whoa.
And your after show you had on your live show. It was so much fun.
Okay. That wasn't weird or creepy. So is he saying he liked the Buster Casey show and he liked the Mr. Big show, but he didn't like my show? Seems like that's what he's saying. Wow. What
a, hey, Brad,
what a jerk.
Will, I just watched your last episode you were on of Calls of Mass Confusion where you were talking to Latifa and something like that. And
yeah.
At one point...
I watched that today, too. That was pretty funny.
Your ankle monitor or whatever you click back and forth... What is that thing, man? That can't be a real ankle monitor.
Of course
it
is.
Other than that shit was pretty funny, man.
Thanks. So, G-Ad, he's brought Calls of Mass Confusion back. If anyone wants to go watch those, the URL is youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. And you can watch the very latest episode of Calls of Mass Confusion, which is a sequel to that 60 Seconds to Love thing we did before. And I forget exactly how G-Ad said they're going to do it, but I think he said there is going to be a brand new Calls of Mass Confusion. Did he say every single day until Thanksgiving? That can't be right, can it? Maybe it is. I don't know. But he's put most of the old episodes back up on his channel, so go watch those. YouTube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Oh, and to answer your question, no, that is not a real ankle monitor. That's my multimeter. You know, one of those things to check voltages and resistance and stuff. I Velcroed that to my ankle. I had two different things I tried as ankle monitors. And the first thing I used, it looked too realistic, so I got the yellow multimeter because I thought that looked funnier. And I think on all three of my 60 Seconds to Love videos, I did the ankle monitor thing. Just did the same joke over and over. Two of them are up right now. I assume the third one is coming eventually, assuming it was funny enough to put up. But the one that was released today, it's so funny. It's like this girl and her dad, and the dad's just complaining the whole time that he wants the computer back, while the girl is dealing with our craziness. It's awesome. Everyone go watch that. It's the one called 60 Seconds to Love 2. Oh, and G-Ad is doing a special thing on Thanksgiving, aka Pranksgiving, where I guess we're going to do the very last episode of Calls of Mass Confusion or something. I don't know the exact details, but make sure you're around on Thanksgiving this year because we'll be doing a live show.
Hey, Brad, it's old Barcode here again.
Hey.
I actually wanted to call and ask you what the prank line number is. I tried to find it the other day, but I couldn't.
Okay.
I also wanted to ask if you could play the Blink 182 song, I Want to Fuck a Dog in the Ass. Thank you.
I'll check and see if I have that one. Not sure if I do. The prank line number is 508-784-6969. And that's the number that, you know, if you want to send some sort of a weird prank call thing to that number, I can pick that up live or I can check the voicemails on it. and see if anything weird is coming in. So if you have anything weird to send to a phone number, make sure it's 508-784-6969. I haven't checked that voicemail in a couple weeks now. I think I need to do that.
Hey, Brad. Just calling on in. Guy from New Orleans calling in from Tempe, Arizona. Just wanted to say that me and Waste Memory did a take on that old idea where you're calling on behalf of the insane clown posse and warning jewelry stores that you're incoming.
Like, I think that was G-Ad's idea.
And, you know, you described them as kind of being a little ridiculous with, like, habits like not being able to speak English or being illiterate or whatever. And but we did it kind of like with the helicopter thing where like one of us was driving the van and the other one was like the stage manager. And so like it's already confusing enough when one person does it that when two people are kind of like giving instructions on how to like handle the insane clown posse, it got really ridiculous. And we only did a few calls, but
where are they?
It was very,
put them up.
Very,
I want to hear
ballsy.
It.
And if you ever like do another cooperative show, you know, like how the whole PLA thing is coming back together with the different PLA shows and stuff with Mr. Biggs. But if you ever do that again with Carlito or Mr. Biggs or whatever, you should definitely try out the like the just like confusing the fuck out of them with the insane clown posse. That was hilarious, and it works. And we suck. So, well, I suck at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, just an idea. Love you, Brad Cactus.
That's awesome. I want to hear the prank, though. Where's the prank? Put the prank up somewhere. What the hell? Where's the prank?
Oh, yo, it's the Best in the West.
It's
Alaska
the...
Jack.
Oh, hey, Alaska Jack.
Hey,
sound terrible.
I just wanted to share, an awkward experience with the public. And being that it's over or whatever.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to play this.
You know, I do construction film there a lot. A great go-to bit is you pass an employee or whatever, a Home Depot employee, you look at him and you go, hey, do you know anything about mild to medium white cock? Or maybe
it's,
by chance,
it's pronounced cock.
Black cock? Do you know about that? Or do you have experience dealing with that? And then they're always just like, and then I just, you know, wait. And then I just laugh. And then, you know, they laugh. And
sounds
then
very awkward.
That's it. But one I've been doing lately is, it works best in a crowded parking lot, but as you're getting out of the car with the lady or whatever, I'll yell, mm-hmm. I'll open the door, and then I'll yell, Sapphire, I mean, look, we just fucked in a car. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, kind of bear with things for a little bit. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Sounds That's hilarious.
Just, you know, something you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, people look over, you know, especially if you yell Sapphire, you know.
That's a stripper name.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. But, it's hilarious.
That's what I got today.
What if you combine the two?
Howdy on, my man.
And you call the employee at the Home Depot Sapphire. That'd be comedy gold.
Brad, it's JD. Man,
hey.
I am so pissed off at you.
Oh, shit.
I saw the new show, and it was a frickin' Will of Flush show, and I was like, great, Brad's going to use my fucking sound effect. But no,
used
Dark Ages' sound effect.
Is that
so
how
now
it's
there's
pronounced?
Only one thing that can be done, and there has to be a war of toilet overflow sound effects.
Crap.
I have to say, Dark Ages has some really good shit going on. I love the fact that the flush is big and bold, but the water on the floor is just... I have to say, I think mine's better. I don't know. Maybe you'll have to use them both.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
JD.
For sticking me over.
I'm sorry.
Buddy.
All right, I'm looking at my email right now, and I see it's still in my inbox. I see that you sent it on June 17th, and you know, I could just put three different toilet sound effects on the soundboard. I do have about 9 slots open here on the main board thing. So here, let's do a comparison. I've got your email up here. I am booting up my soundboard. Here is the original flush sound that I was using. Very healthy sounding flush. No problems with that toilet. Here is the one that Dark Ages sent me. Oh, that's loud. Yeah. him pouring water into his bathtub or whatever. And then I have two of them here from JD. I have one called the Toilet Overflow Mixdown.mp3. Whoa. All right, that was a quick one. And then we have something here called Walking in Shallow Water. That's pretty great. I swear I didn't see this, JD. I could just see me talking to a landlord while playing these sound effects. Like, yeah, the bathroom, it's really filled up with water right now. Listen to this. Like splashing around in it. It's crazy. Wow, this just goes on forever. It's like over a minute long. So there we go. Everyone, place your votes. What do you like better? Do you like Dark Aegis's toilet from the last show I did? Or do you like JD's toilet? And remember, JD has made some really amazing music for the show. But don't let that influence your vote.
Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Hi, listeners.
Hello.
Just want to say that, you know those requests you've been doing? Yeah. Brad doesn't get to them.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
This is not request line. At least I don't think it is. So, no. Yeah, count how many requests you've done so far. And count how many times he's actually done your request.
I'm sorry.
He usually doesn't do the requests on the voicemail.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
I can't remember anything that he actually did a request for.
I've done it once or twice. Someone did a request on a voicemail, and I did it right then. Maybe it was just once. I don't think it was more than twice. I thought you were just talking about it in general, though, because I am pretty bad at getting to requests.
Hey, Brad.
And the email, too.
Prove me wrong.
No. Cactus. I won't. I mean, how am I going to prove you wrong? You didn't do a request in this voicemail for me to do or not do. It looks like that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening, everybody. And thank you for sponsoring the shows. DS Koopa, Carol Gertie, 666. FOD87, Derek J, and Effin' Reality. If you'd like to support the show, the place to do that is patreon.com/phonelosers. When you do that, you get an extra secret show almost every week, sometimes two of them. Don't forget to be around on Halloween night this coming Wednesday to listen to a brand new PLA show live on the air with Tim Hinson from Distorted View. Remember, your homework assignment until that point is to listen to as much Distorted View as you possibly can. You can find his show at distortedview.com. And also keep an eye on the Calls of Mass Confusion channel, youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. He's going to be releasing a bunch of videos up until Thanksgiving when we're going to do a live show together. Here's a song by Jonathan Colton. This one is called R.E. Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. Here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns. And you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. You open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Well, midgets wear regular clothes.